Welcome back to the Deep Dive, everybody. This time, we're going to roll up our sleeves and dive into garden prep for this last week of March 2025, armed with some awesome advice from the experts over at Garden Advice.
Yeah, it's that time of year. The season is really kicking off. Gardeners are getting antsy, itching to get going.
Oh, yeah. Spring fever is in full effect, and we're here to make sure you hit the ground running. So we've poured through a ton of articles, forum posts, and blogs all about making the most of these early weeks. Everything from those pesky slugs to getting your fruit trees ready and even getting a jump start on those veggie gardens.
Absolutely. There's so much to cover. And what's interesting is just how much these early steps can really set you up for success or even prevent some major headaches down the line.
Right. Proactive gardening. I love it. Okay. So speaking of headaches, let's talk slugs. They're definitely on the move as things warm up. And our sources are emphasizing how important it is to start thinking about control now, especially with those vulnerable seedlings and hostas popping up.
Absolutely. And the first line of defense is actually really simple. Good old-fashioned cleanup.
Yeah.
Getting rid of those leaves and debris, you know, anything that creates those cool, damp hiding spots that slugs just love.
Make their little slug world a little less appealing.
Exactly. Take away their real estate. And kind of building on that idea of creating a healthy garden environment, there's also a lot of talk about the importance of encouraging natural predators.
Like building a little slug task force right in your backyard.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be complicated. You know, a compost heap or even just an upturned terracotta pot can become a haven for hedgehogs, frogs, birds, all those slug-munching heroes.
I love that. And it's not just about slugs, right?
True.
A healthy population of these predators contributes to a more balanced ecosystem in your garden.
It's all about biodiversity, creating that web of life that can even help control other garden pests. So it's a win-win all around.
Absolutely. So before we even reach for any kind of treatments, the advice is really championing those natural, low-impact methods.
Yeah, like those good old-fashioned beer traps or copper barriers.
Right. And if those aren't cutting it, a lot of folks are recommending nematodes as a great wildlife-safe alternative to those traditional slug pellets.
Definitely. They specifically target slugs without harming anything else.
So you can protect your plants and those beneficial critters.
Exactly. Now, switching gears a bit, let's talk fruit trees. Our sources are really highlighting the need for timely watering, especially for those apple trees.
Oh, yeah, especially as they're starting to blossom and set fruit. And with a potentially drier spring on the horizon, giving them that extra drink can make all the difference.
Definitely. And watering at the base is key, you know. Mm-hmm. It helps prevent that dreaded fruit drop.
Right.
Yeah.
No one wants to see their precious apples on the ground. And here's a cool tip, something I saw a lot in the Garden Advice forums. Planting companion plants like nasturtiums and calendula around the base of your fruit trees.
Oh, that's a good one. It not only looks beautiful, but it also helps deter pests and attract beneficial insects.
And let's not forget the mulch. A good layer of compost or bark mulch around your fruit trees is crucial for retaining that moisture.
Mulch is like a gardener's best friend. It's so beneficial, not just for moisture retention, but also for regulating soil temperature and suppressing weeds.
A triple threat. Speaking of getting a jump start, now's the perfect time to start those veggies indoors. Tomatoes, cucumbers, peppers.
Yes. And one thing that really stood out to me was this recommendation for using peat-based or even paper-based pots, you know, like those toilet roll tubes.
Yeah, I saw that too. It's all about sustainability, and it just makes so much sense.
It really does. Plus, it's a fun little project.
Right. And with those types of pots, consistent moisture is key. If those little seedlings dry out, it can really stress their roots and stunt their growth.
Exactly. But the cool thing is, when you're ready to transplant them, you bury the whole pot. It prevents the peat or paper from wicking away moisture from those delicate roots.
And that reduces transplant shock. So smart. Okay, so let's rattle through some other timely tasks. The Garden Advice experts are recommending feeding your bulbs and camellias with a high potash fertilizer right about now. Give them a little boost for flowering.
Potassium is essential for strong, healthy blooms. And while we're on the topic of flowers, for anyone with variegated shrubs, now's the time to keep a close eye out for those rogue, solid green shoots and prune them off. You want to maintain that gorgeous variegation.
And let's not forget about herbs. I'm ready for some fresh flavor. Parsley, coriander, chives, dill. You can direct sow those hardy varieties right now, either in the garden or in containers.
Oh, that's one of my favorite things about this time of year. The anticipation of all those fresh herbs. So exciting.
I know. So inspiring. Okay, so I was also really fascinated by what some of the garden advice gardeners have been up to. A lot of them are getting their veggie gardens prepped and ready to go with cloches.
Oh, yeah. Cloches are fantastic for protecting those early sowings from those chilly nights and unpredictable spring weather. It gives them a little head start.
And I love this trend of creating low-maintenance gardens,
yeah.
You know, using layers of cardboard or plastic and topping it with wood chips or bark mulch.
It's all about working smarter, not harder, right?
Exactly. And one idea that really blew my mind was creating hotbeds using horse manure.
Oh, yeah. I love that one, too. It's like this brilliant natural heating system, perfect for those early salad crops.
And then later in the season, you can plant courgettes, marrows, pumpkins, in that same enriched space. Talk about efficiency.
It's just so resourceful and sustainable. And, you know, even when it comes to things like dealing with urban wildlife, there's this emphasis on humane methods, like using detector sprays to deter foxes.
It's about finding that balance, yeah. Coexisting peacefully with our furry neighbors.
Exactly.
So it's clear that getting your garden ready in late March is all about being proactive, tackling those slugs, watering those fruit trees strategically, starting your veggie seeds off right, taking care of those little extra tasks. It sets the stage for a thriving, abundant garden.
And as we wrap up this week's deep dive, it really makes you think about the interconnectedness of it all.
It does.
How even the smallest actions, like creating a little shelter for those beneficial insects, can have this ripple effect on the health and resilience of your entire garden. It's fascinating.
So much more than just planting seeds. It's about nurturing a whole ecosystem.
Exactly.
Something to think about as you head out into your own garden this week. Thanks for joining us for the deep dive. We'll see you next time.
Happy gardening.